In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, refuge of sinners. Saint Joseph. Saint Hyacinth of Marascotti. Our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Hyacinth, or Jacinta in some other languages as she is known, of Marascotti, is an interesting saint, but all saints are interesting. But she is a particular saint that we should look to for one who began a vocation, maybe began her vocation for the wrong motives. Saint Hyacinth grew up in a very wealthy, noble family in Italy. Her younger sister somehow won the heart of her boyfriend and ended up, he married her younger sister. She was jilted by that, was not at all happy with that, and kind of angry with God and her family and everyone. And so she decided to join the convent that her family helped establish. And she went to the convent and she told the Mother Superior, "I'm here to join the monastery, but I have no intentions of living the life. I'm just going to be here. I'm going to put on a habit, but I'm going to not partake in the prayer. I'm going to do as I please here. I will take care of myself, and I'll join you for lunch or whatever, for meals, but I won't be partaking in any of your religious life," is pretty much the attitude she had. She even had in her cells the fineries of her noble life, and maybe even she had a servant, I'm not sure, but she was quite worldly, even though in the convent. And the Mother Superior felt she couldn't really do much because it was her family that established the monastery, so she felt she was kind of like, I guess, in a hard spot. But anyway, Saint Hyacinth, she began her religious vocation with this kind of attitude, and she lived there for some time until she had a mysterious illness that struck her, and they thought that she was going to die, so they called the priest, who was the chaplain for the sisters, to come to her room and anoint her. And when he came to the room and saw all the fineries and how it was so much unlike the other sisters in their cells, and that she wasn't living at all the religious life, as he was hearing her confession, he admonished her. He gave her a good, royal, and charitable chewing out, you might say, and told her that, you know, what a scandal she was and what a shame that what she was doing. And that fraternal correction struck her to the heart, and she had a change of heart, and she started to live the religious life, and they saw that there was a change in her. But she fell back again to her old ways. Sometime later, she got sick again. The priest came again to see her, and once again he fraternally corrected her again and told her, you know, you need to start living the life and accept God's will. If that's why you're here, you know, are you here to be a religious or are you here to be worldly? And she had finally the correction, and the conversion had a complete hold of her, and she became a model religious. They said she did as the opening prayer said, continual mortification, and she became a great saint today. What can we learn from Saint Hyacinth? Well, we can learn the importance of fraternally correcting somebody when done in charity, and even if it can be sometimes a strong correction if someone is heading over a cliff, you know, and we want to stop them from hurting themselves and others. Obviously, the priest felt that he had to give her a strong correction and saw that her soul was in peril. And the other thing we can learn is that sometimes, even though our motives may not be the purest or maybe aren't the right ones, God can still work with us as long as we are open to correction. And God's grace, of course, won her to finally accept. You know, St. Hyacinth didn't like what happened in her life because her sister got her boyfriend and married him, but she saw it one way and God saw it in another way. And what was to her a disappointing thing maybe had been, was God's way in providence leading her to the convent. And although she came there for the wrong reasons at the beginning, she eventually saw that that was God's will for her and accepted it and made good use of it. And maybe she saw that really that the best spouse that she could have was Christ himself. And she was given the grace to embrace finally her vocation and for the right reasons. We also can look to St. Hyacinth, as the Office of Reading says, about the importance of the grace of repentance. The repentance has to be not just with words, but truly has to be from the heart. And that is a grace that we only can get from God. You know, we sometimes think that, you know, we go to confession and we usually, ordinarily, we get the grace of repentance for our sins, but we also must strive to acquire a greater sorrow for those sins, and we must ask God for that grace, that when we go to confession, that the repentance that we show will truly stick, you might say, like it did with St. Hyacinth. Many times we go to confession, we repent, and shortly later we fall back into our old ways. We need to pray and ask God that, as the church always talks about conversion, that sin is a turning away from God to the creature, and repentance is turning away from the creature and back to God. It means not just with our, you know, if we're going in another direction, we need to just make an about face. It's not just with the eyes, but with our whole heart that we want to repent. And that's the only kind of repentance that truly will be effective. All the others are just a mere, you might say, shadow of repentance. And that's the kind of repentance we want to ask for when we go to confession, that we truly, as we say in our act of contrition, that we're going to avoid the near occasions, that we're truly going to have a firm purpose of amendment. That's really all part of repentance. And let us ask that grace every day to truly be repentant of our sins, and that the repentance that we're hoping for that will eventually make us a saint, you know, that will turn us on the road to never going back to the old ways of the old man of sin, will be truly fruitful and effective as it was in the life of St. Hyacinth of Marascotti. Let us ask St. Hyacinth today to pray for all those who maybe are doing things for the wrong motives, for those who are not yet repentant of their sins as completely as they should be, and also Our Lady, the refuge of sinners, and the one who looks upon us with mercy. And as she looked upon St. Hyacinth, and even though, you know, those sisters who were with St. Hyacinth, what great patience they showed in putting up with someone who was not there for the right reasons, but I'm sure they prayed for her, and they asked Our Lady to touch that soul, because obviously there was something there that God called her. She had to accept the call of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.